Beyond outsourcing, cultivating an AI-first mindset in the age of disruption. By Amar Akhatri, SVP. Strategic Initiatives, First Source. 20 years ago, I walked into a job interview near an airport. An HR rep and an ops leader asked why I was suited for a customer service role supporting a US travel client. My answer was simple. My mother was an English teacher. My father was a travel agent. I had the skills. Minutes later, I had an offer letter. That story feels like a different world now. AI adoption has surged from 50% in 2022 to 78% in 2024. The BPO market hit $300 billion last year and is forecast to exceed $525 billion by 2030. Yet only 26% of companies have developed the capabilities to move beyond proofs of concept and generate real AI value. The gap between ambition and execution has never been wider. The reason comes down to what we call the flux reality. Fast, liquid, uncharted, experimental. Business models shift overnight. Customer expectations surge. Legacy systems buckle. Traditional BPO was never designed for this velocity. The axis is shifting from labor arbitrage to technology arbitrage, and organizations built around headcount are finding their footing gone. But here's what the headlines keep getting wrong about AI and work. By 2025, AI might eliminate 85 million jobs. It's also projected to create 97 million new ones. The Philippines BPO sector added 135,000 jobs in 2024 alone, with 1.1 million more expected by 2028. The story isn't elimination, it's evolution. The question is whether organizations are creating the conditions for that evolution to happen. A recent hire at First Source makes this concrete. She joined to handle customer interactions. No technical background, no formal training program. She had a client problem to solve, opened a conversation with an AI coding assistant, and built a working solution in days. When the technical team reviewed it, they weren't stunned that it was perfect. They were stunned that it worked. Functional, deployable code from someone who had never written a line before. What started as a process improvement conversation with the client became a conversation about what's now possible. This is the pattern emerging across our teams. People hired for empathy, communication, and problem solving are now augmenting those instincts with technical execution. The barrier between seeing a problem and building the solution has collapsed. 20 years ago, I got hired because I had the basic skills for the job. Today, people advance because they've learned to choreograph AI, not replacing their human judgment, but amplifying it in ways that were unimaginable 2 years ago. Translating that emergence into systematic transformation requires anchoring AI strategy in real business outcomes, not abstract pilots. It means building a symphony of partnerships, co-creating with technology partners who understand both AI capabilities and industry constraints. It means navigating the messy middle, where 47% of companies report slow progress despite heavy C-suite investment, using agile rituals, cross-functional pods, and psychological safety to surface blockers before they become blockers. And it means designing for modularity, systems built to evolve rather than systems built for a moment in time. The BPO industry is heading for deep secular disruption. The labor-first business model is giving way to software-first value creation. Organizations that adapt will capture disproportionate value. Those holding on to traditional models risk becoming irrelevant as clients increasingly expect the speed, accuracy, and scalability that only AI-augmented operations can deliver. Andre Karpathy, former senior director of AI at Tesla, put it simply. Soon, the most valuable skill won't be coding. It will be communicating with AI. The transformation is already happening. The only question left is who's leading it.